Hello everybody and welcome back to a new week of Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet and I will be reading for you this Sunday, the 11th of November, or the 3rd of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. This new week we are in a new parasha called Vayetze, and that means he went out. And a portion from the Torah is from Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 22. Before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in thanking God for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. He happened upon a certain place and spent the night there, for the sun had set. So he took one of the stones from the place and put it by his head and lay down in that place. He dreamt. All of a sudden there was a stairway set up on the earth, and its top reaching to the heavens. And behold, angels of God going up and down on it. Surprisingly, the Lord was standing on top of it, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your seed. Your seed will be as the dust of the land, and you will burst forth to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed, and in your seed. Behold, I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not forsake you until I have done what I promised you. Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, Undoubtedly the Lord is in this place, and I was unaware. So he was afraid and said, How fearsome this place is! This is none other than the house of God. This must be the gate of heaven. Early in the morning, Jacob got up and took the stone, which he had placed by his head, and set it up as a memorial stone, and poured oil on top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel, though originally this city's name was Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and watch over me on this way that I am going, and provide me with food to eat and clothes to wear, and I return in shalom to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. So this stone, which I set up as a memorial stone, will become God's house, and of everything you provide me, I will definitely give a tenth of it to you. That was Genesis 28, verses 10 through 22. And our portion from the prophets is Judges chapters 12 and 13. Then the men of Ephraim were summoned and crossed over to Zaphon. They said to Jephthah, Why did you cross over to fight against the children of Ammon without calling us to go with you? We will burn your house over you with fire. So Jephthah responded to them, I and my people were in a bitter conflict with the children of Ammon. Yet when I called you, you did not deliver me from their hand. So when I saw that you were not going to deliver, I put my life in my hand and crossed over against the children of Ammon. And the Lord gave them into my hand. So why have you come up to me today to fight me? Then Jephthah gathered all the men from Gilead and fought Ephraim. The men of Gilead defeated Ephraim because they said, You Gileadites are just fugitives of Ephraim in the midst of Ephraim and in the midst of Manasseh. The Gileadites captured the fords of the Jordan opposite Ephraim. So when any of the fugitives of Ephraim said, Let me cross over, the men of Gilead would ask him, Are you an Ephraimite? If he said no, then they would say to him, Say now, Shibboleth. And he said, Sibboleth, since he could not pronounce it right. Then they would seize him and slay him at the fords of the Jordan. At that time, 42,000 of Ephraim fell. Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in one of the towns of Gilead. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. Now he had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He sent them outside and brought in 30 girls from outside for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Then Ibzan died and was buried in Bethlehem. Then after him, Elon, the Zebulunite, judged Israel. He judged Israel 10 years. Then Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried in Ayalon, in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys, and he judged Israel 8 years. Then Abdon, son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, died and was buried in Pirathon, in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites. Bnei Israel again did what was evil in the Lord's eyes, and the Lord gave them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. Now there was a certain man from Zorah, from a Danite clan, whose name was Manoah. His wife was barren and bore no children. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Behold now, you are barren and have not borne children, but you will conceive and bear a son. Now therefore be careful not to drink wine or strong drink, or eat any unclean thing. For behold, you will conceive and bear a son. Let no razor come upon his head, for the boy will be a Nazarite to God from the womb. He will begin to deliver Israel from the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of the angel of God, very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, nor did he tell me his name. He said to me, 'Behold, you will conceive and bear a son. So drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for the child will be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death.'" Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, "My Lord, please let the man of God whom you have sent come to us again and teach us what we will do for the boy to be born." God listened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman as she was sitting in the field. But her husband Manoah was not with her. So the woman ran quickly and told her husband and said to him, "Look, the man that came to me the other day has appeared to me." So Manoah got up and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he asked him, "Are you the one who spoke to the woman?" "I am," he said. Then Manoah said, "Now may your words come about. What will be the child's rule and his mission?" The angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Let the woman abstain from all that I mentioned to her. She should not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, or drink wine or strong drink, or eat any unclean thing. She must observe all that I commanded her." Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please let us detain you, so that we may prepare a young goat for you." But the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "If you could detain me, I would not eat your food. But if you present a burnt offering, then offer it to the Lord." For Manoah did not realize that he was an angel of the Lord. Then Manoah asked the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that when your word come to pass, we may honor you?" But the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask for my name? It is wonderful." Manoah took the young goat with the meal offering and offered them on the rock to the Lord, and he did something wonderful as Manoah and his wife were watching. For when it came about, when the flame went up from off the altar toward heaven, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. Manoah and his wife were looking on, and they fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah or to his wife. Then Manoah realized that he was the angel of the Lord. Manoah said to his wife, "We will surely die because we have seen God." But his wife said to him, "If the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a meal offering from our hand. Nor would he have shown us all these things or let us hear such things as these at this time." Then the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. So the boy grew up and the Lord blessed him. The Ruach Adonai began to stir him in Mahane Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. That was Judges chapters 12 and 13. And our portion today from the writings is Psalm 35. A Psalm of David. Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Fight those who fight me. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise up to my help. Draw also out a spear and a battle axe. Stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be ashamed and disgraced. May they be turned back and humiliated, those who plot evil against me. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them off. May their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net for me, and without cause they dug a pit for my soul. Let ruin come upon him by surprise. Let the net he hid entangle himself. Into that same pit let him fall. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you? Rescuing the poor from one too strong for him, the poor and needy from one who robs him. Violent witnesses rise up. They question me about things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I afflicted my soul with fasting. My prayer kept returning to my heart. I went about mourning as though for my own friend or brother. I bowed down dressed in black as though for my own mother. But at my stumbling they gathered in glee. Wretches gathered against me, whom I did not know, tearing at me without ceasing. They mocked profanely, as if at a feast. They gnashed at me with their teeth. My Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravages, my solitary existence from the lions. I praise you in the great assembly, acclaiming you among a throng of people. Do not let my deceitful enemies gloat over me without cause, nor let those who hate me for nothing wink an eye. For they never speak shalom, but devise deceitful words against the quiet ones in the land. Yes, they open their mouth wide against me, saying, Aha, aha, our own eyes have seen it. You have seen it, Lord, be not silent. Lord, be not far from me. Arise, awaken to my defense, to my cause, my Lord and my God. Vindicate me, Lord my God, according to your justice, and do not let them gloat over me. Don't let them say in their heart, Aha, just what we wanted. Don't let them say, We swallowed him up. May they be ashamed and humiliated, those who rejoice over my misery. May they who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. May they shout for joy and be glad, those who delight in my righteous cause. May they always say, Exalted be the Lord, who delights in his servant's shalom. Then my tongue will declare aloud your justice and your praises all day. That was Psalm 35. And our last portion today from the Apostles is from Matthew chapter 26, verses 31 through 56. Then Yeshua said to them, "This night you will all fall away because of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to the Galilee." But Peter replied to him, "Though all fall away because of you, I'll never fall away." Yeshua said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before a rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. "Even if I must die with you," Peter says to him, "I will never deny you." And so said all the disciples. Then Yeshua comes with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he tells the disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took along Peter and Zebedee's 2 sons, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he tells them, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell face down and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he comes to the disciples and finds them sleeping, and he tells Peter, "So couldn't you keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying so that you won't enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again for a second time he went away and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, let your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them again and prayed a third time, saying the same words once more. Then he comes to the disciples and says to them, "Still sleeping, taking your rest? Look, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being delivered into the hands of sinners. Get up, let's go. Look, my betrayer is near." While Yeshua was still speaking, here came Judah, one of the 12, and with him a big crowd with swords and clubs from the ruling Kohanim and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I kiss, he's the one. Seize him." And immediately Judah drew near to Yeshua and said, "Shalom, Rabbi," and kissed him. "Friend," Yeshua said to him, "do what you've come to do." Then they came up and threw their hands on Yeshua and seized him. And suddenly one of those with Yeshua stretched out his hand and drew his sword, and he struck the Kohen Gadol's servant and cut off his ear. Then Yeshua said to him, "Put your sword back in its place, for all who take up the sword shall perish by the sword. Or do you suppose that I cannot call on my Father, and at once he will place at my side 12 legions of angels? How then would the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must be so?" At that hour Yeshua said to the crowds, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to capture me as you would a revolutionary? Every day I sat teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me. But all this has happened so that the writings of the prophets would be fulfilled." Then all the disciples fled, abandoning him. That was Matthew 26, 31 through 56. And that was our final reading of scriptures for today, this Sunday, our first day of this new week. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shavua Tov. Have a wonderful, blessed new week. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time. Bless you.